This is The Gently Mad, a show where I talk to and pick the brains of the smartest people running creative online businesses. Actually, not so much. If you're looking for that inspirational kick in the pants to help take your life and career to the next level, then this is probably not the place for you. To be perfectly honest, this podcast is about me. Hey, I'm Adam Clark, and I'm your host. Thanks for listening. I do talk to people on this show, but instead of that double rainbow of success BS that you'll get in most entrepreneurial shows, we talk about failure, self-doubt, and all the insecurities that we all have that keep us from doing much of anything with our lives. If that sounds like your kind of thing, then head over to avclark.com/TGM and subscribe. Any actionable advice or helpful tips are simply a byproduct and purely unintentional. What's up, my friends? Welcome to The Gently Mad. I'm Adam Clark. This is episode 60. It's the last episode before the break. And I know that some of you are not happy about that. I definitely appreciate the emails that are like, oh, I love the show, I wish you weren't quitting, rather than the emails that I've received that are like, you're a big sack of shit for quitting and I'll never trust you again. I have actually received a couple of those, so I'm not sure why anyone would enjoy this show if that's the response, but oh well, right? Stuff happens. Well, I'm taking a break from The Gently Mad for about a month. I don't have a firm return date yet because I'm going to spend some time recording some new episodes and also getting my new show, Irresistible Podcasting, off the ground and getting the course off the ground in a cycle of selling and whatnot. I don't know what I'm doing here with this online marketing business, online business stuff. People ask me questions like I know what I'm doing, and I have no idea what I'm doing. I just like making podcasts. I like talking to people. I like the idea that I can record what's on my mind and broadcast it to the universe. Other than that, I don't really know what I'm doing. So I need a little time to figure out how to sell this course and how to just get it rolling, you know? And so that's what I'm doing. That's why I'm taking a little break. And if you're into the podcasting stuff, I'd love for you to check out the new show. For now, it's still going to be at avclark.com. I'm trying to redesign things and work through all that mess. But if you're a designer, then you know how hard it is to design your own stuff. And yeah, I've had some difficulty with it. So, but it'll be there for now. And you can search for it in iTunes. It's in there. So far, it's fun. It launched today, May 1st, with 5 episodes. And there's going to be a new episode every day. So if you're into that kind of thing, then you can subscribe to the show at avclark.com. Or search for it in iTunes. And you can also leave a question and get featured on the show. So what I'm going to do today is actually play the first episode that I recorded. Give you a little taste of it and see if you dig it. Let me know. I would like to know what you think about it. You can email me at adam@avclark.com. And also, I just wanted to say a big thanks to all of you who have listened and supported the show for the last 4 or 5 months. I don't even know how long it's been. I launched it at the end of December, so however long that is until now, basically. It feels like it's been a lot longer because I just breezed through these 60 episodes, but thank you for listening and supporting and allowing me to support myself with this show for the last few months. And I really am looking forward to recording some more conversations and bringing the show back. I just need a little break from it. So that's what I'm doing. I talked about that in the last couple episodes of the show, the one with Amy Porterfield and the one with Paul Jarvis. Those are both great shows. You should check them out if you haven't listened already. But that's it. So go subscribe to Irresistible Podcasting if you're into podcasting. And I officially launched the Ultimate Podcast Bundle, which I talk about in the Irresistible Podcasting show. You can check that out at podcastbundle.com. Like, a lot of cool stuff, like over $1,700 worth of online courses and books and discounts and all that stuff. And Right now, the price is still at like $20, I think. It goes up a dollar with each purchase. So definitely check it out if you're interested sooner rather than later. Because you can also win a complete podcasting home studio. So all that info is at podcastbundle.com. All right, let's preview the new show. All right? Okay. On this episode, we're going to be talking about interviews, specifically in-person interviews versus Skype interviews, and which is better, if either are better. All right? Let's get to it. What's up, folks? Welcome to Irresistible Podcasting Episode 1. This is going to be and is a daily podcast about podcasting. It's a short burst Q&A show. Each episode will feature one question from someone like you, a person who submits a question about podcasting and then answer that question. So most episodes will be 10 to 15 minutes max, I would think. Probably a lot will be a little less than 10 minutes. And there's going to be a new episode every single day. So if you're interested in this stuff and you want to submit a question and get it featured on the show, then you can go to irresistiblepodcasting.com and ask a question, submit a question. I would love to feature your question on the show and help you out any way I can. This first question we got today is from Garrett. Before we do that, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is me. I'm sponsoring the first month of this show with what I'm calling the Ultimate Podcast Bundle. And you can go to podcastbundle.com to read more about it. But it's over $1,500 worth of awesome courses, books, audiobooks, discounts, and all sorts of stuff that will be of great use to you as a podcaster. Just a couple things. It includes my course, Irresistible Podcasting, and a friend of mine, Jason Zook's course on getting sponsors, and Paul Jarvis and Jason Zook's course on finishing your damn book. And even though that's about writing, it applies greatly to podcasting. And my friend Justin Jackson's course on building your audience and how to go about doing that before you actually launch or build your product or podcast. In addition to that, we've got some great discounts on some pretty cool services like Simplecast, hosting, all sorts of stuff. So go to podcastbundle.com and check it out. I'm doing something a little fun, just like I did for the pre-sale of the Irresistible Podcasting course. This bundle features what's come to be known as the bump sale pricing, meaning it starts at a dollar. So the first person to purchase it gets it all for a dollar. If you're the 10th person, it's going to cost you $10. If you're the 50th person, it'll cost you $50. All right, you get it? You get how it works? So the faster you get in on it, the better. And in addition, I'm doing something that I think is pretty awesome. You'll have the opportunity to win a complete podcasting home studio, over $800 worth of gear, a Heil PR40 microphone with a shock mount and a boom arm, and a Focusrite Scarlett 2i2 audio interface, which is what I use to record podcasts. So you'll have the opportunity to win that. And all the details are at podcastbundle.com. You can go there to read them and find out more. But I encourage you to do that as soon as you can, because as I said, the price goes up $1 with each person who purchases it. So the earlier you get in on it, the better. All right? Well, let's get to today's question from Garrett.
Hey, Adam. This is Garrett Tishy at Garrett Tishy on Twitter. I wanted to ask you a question about doing interviews in person versus doing them on Skype. And really, all I wanted to do is get your kind of feelings on both, which you prefer, and kind of the good and the bad of doing one versus the other. I know you've done in person and mostly over Skype, it seems. So I'd love to get your thoughts. Keep up the good work. Love what you're doing. Thanks.
Thanks, Garrett, so much for the question. And you're right. I've done a lot of in-person and Skype interviews, with obviously the vast majority being Skype. And I think there are positives and negatives to both. And I'm going to lay those out for you here. Let's start with the in-person interviews. I've done a handful of in-person interviews, and I think in person is the best way to do an interview, if it's possible, because you get so much from being physically in the same location as the person you're interviewing. Body language, all kinds of stuff like that. And it just feels more comfortable. You're able to look at the person you're talking to, and it feels more like a conversation, in my opinion, because it's not just someone on the other end of Skype that you can't see or anything like that. You're with them in a location. Oftentimes, when I've done it, it's been musicians, and I've been with them in their studio, and they're just more likely to have a good conversation with you when they're sitting there in their studio, looking around at the gear they've used to make albums. Obviously, I'm using musicians as an example, but this could be with anything. In-person interviews really lends something special to the interview, I think. But there are some downsides to it as well. First of all is recording. Okay, I use a couple of Blue 200 Encore mics to do in-person interviews. And I think in the future, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to use lavalier mics, something I can clip onto the guest's shirt or collar. Because, for example, one thing I found out with those mics is when you're holding the mic, the recording picks up all sorts of noises. Even just subtly shifting the mic in your hand, that noise is picked up. Also, you're picking up both voices on both microphones, so it's harder to edit. And if you need to edit sections out, or let's say you cough, you can edit that out of your side, but that cough is still going to be on the other person's track. And if it's in the middle of them talking, it's really hard to edit out. So there are some disadvantages to it from a recording and editing standpoint that I had trouble with. The other thing that I had some issues with recording in person is I got more nervous. Okay, I've been podcasting for years now, but I just found when I was in person with someone, I felt like I had to kind of perform a little bit. And that's mindset. And obviously, the more you do it, the better you will get at that. But I only did about 7 or 8 in-person interviews. And so I never really got quite comfortable enough at in-person interviews where I didn't feel nervous, didn't feel like I was stumbling over my words a little bit. Also, the people I was interviewing were people that I really looked up to. They were musicians or authors that I admired and had been big fans of for many years. So there was a little bit of that starstruck kind of thing going on. Maybe it would have been different if I'd been interviewing people in person that I didn't look up to as kind of heroes, if you will. So in person is definitely the best way to go, I think, to get the best kind of conversation. There's just something you get out of a conversation in person that you don't get over Skype. However, that being said, I did express some of the downsides of that as well. The vast majority of the podcast interviews or conversations I've recorded have been over Skype. And there are some positives to that. As I said, with Skype, the person is not looking at you. You're not looking at them. So that removes a little bit of that nervousness because, you know, they're not looking at me. You know, I could be sitting at my desk in my pajamas and no one would know, and it's fine. So there's a little bit more of a comfortableness factor to doing interviews over Skype. I think a happy medium might be doing video interviews, like turning on the video with Skype when you're interviewing someone. I've done that a handful of times, but the biggest issue I ran into was video Skype calls obviously take more bandwidth than audio only. And even here in Chattanooga, where I'm located, and I have an amazingly fast internet connection, I still found the video to kind of slow it down, and there would be some lag, and it would just lower my audio quality. So that's why I stopped doing video over Skype. So let's talk about some positives with Skype. As I said, it lowers that nervousness factor, especially if you're new to interviewing people. It's just not nearly as stressful because they can't see you. So it's easier to just be comfortable and be yourself and not worry what anyone else might be thinking of you. If you've ever been in a band or you've ever done public speaking or you've ever performed in front of people, You know what I'm talking about. You know that nervousness, those butterflies in the stomach you get right before you go on stage because everyone is looking at you. Well, with Skype, you don't have any of that. So that is a positive in my opinion. Second of all, with Skype, I can record directly into my audio software of choice, which is Audition, and record my voice on one track and the guest's voice on another track. I can drop markers where there are things that I want to edit, or if I cough, I need to edit something out, I can drop a marker there and know right where I need to go. When I'm doing an in-person interview, I don't want to have a pad in front of me and be writing down things while I'm talking to them. You know, in regular terrestrial radio, that's pretty common. You know, I used to be in journalism for a number of years, and interviewing people and having a notepad sitting in front of you and writing down things while you were talking to them is a really common thing to do, but I just didn't like doing that because it took me out of the conversation. You know, it made the guest feel more like they're being recorded, things they're saying are being written down, and I found that it made them more self-conscious. So in in-person interviews, you have to go back and listen through the whole thing and sort of make notes the second time around rather than the first time. So Skype interviews saves time. That's a positive for Skype interviews, is that it's going to save you time in the editing process because of that, and because you're not going to have as many potential problems with recording that you will with in-person interviews. So, like I said, I would always prefer to do an in-person interview, and I think the more I do it, if I were to continue doing those, the more I do it, the more I would get comfortable at it and I wouldn't feel as nervous. Just make sure if you're going to do personal interviews, I would recommend against using mics that you hold and the guest holds, because think about it, for an hour, you're holding this mic in front of your face, you're going to shift in your seat, you're going to kind of change positions. All that stuff gets picked up by your mic, and it can be really hard to edit out. So if you're going to do in-person interviews, use some sort of lavalier mic or lapel mic that you can clip to your shirt and the guest's shirt, or use a boom mic that you can kind of point at your face and then point at their face when they're talking. That would be what I would do differently in the future if I were going to do more in-person interviews. If you're just getting started, just start with Skype. I mean, it's so easy. It's easier on the guest to schedule a time to talk over Skype than it is to schedule a time to meet in person. I ran into some problems where the person I was interviewing, they didn't have an office or a place where we could do the interview, and it was up to me to find a place. And so, given that I was driving to their location and I didn't know much about their town, I would resort to coffee shops and stuff like that, which are really noisy and really hard to get a good interview out of. So I realize that this answer is, I'm kind of saying in-person interviews are the best, but they're harder, which is true. And that's kind of where I'll leave it. I think in-person interviews will get you the best conversation, but they're harder to do, and you have to be more on your game in order to make them sound really good and not give yourself a bunch of editing headaches in the future. Well, thanks so much for the question, Garrett. I appreciate it. If you want to leave a question, you can go to irresistiblepodcasting.com/ask and leave your own audio question and get it featured here on the show. I would be excited for you to do that, and I would love to help you out any way I can. So do that. Go to irresistiblepodcasting.com/ask and submit your own question. And don't forget about the bundle. podcastbundle.com. It goes up $1 every time someone purchases it, and there's tons of great stuff in there, so get in on it while you can. That will end May 31st. It's only available for the first month of this show, so go to podcastbundle.com and check it out. And do me a favor, if you like this show, go to iTunes and leave me a rating and review, or tell people about it. That would be amazing, and I would love you for it. That would be huge. It really would help other people find the show and help the show get more notoriety in iTunes and do better in the rankings. Well, that's it. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you next time.